Catch. Once again, this is your host, Luke Wilhelm, and on this week's episode, I had the opportunity to speak with Dick Haugen, the voice of the Cardinals, the commentator and analyst on the NIC Athletics YouTube page, which covers all the volleyball and basketball games. But before we get to that, let me update you on what is happening in NIC sports currently. The women's and men's basketball team traveled to Yakima Valley a week from Saturday. The men's team pulled out a 122-72 win, while the women's team won by 5, 86-81. Last Wednesday, they both wrapped up their NWAC season with a trip to Columbia Basin College. The men's team won 125-76, punctuating a 16-0 NWAC record. The women's team faltered late and lost 67-60 to end their regular season. Looking ahead, both teams made it into the postseason and will compete for championships. The defending NWAC champion men's basketball team is also the number one seed for this year's tournament, and they will play Clackamas College at 10 a.m. next Thursday. You can find the games on the NWAC YouTube page. The women's team sneaked in, and they will be a 4 seed and will play the winner of Lane College or Umpqua College. That game will be at 2 p.m. this Saturday. Softball kicked off their season by traveling to Florida this week. They played 6 games there and finished with a 2-4 record overall. Notably, they beat the Czech Republic national team 5-1. Looking ahead for softball, next Friday, March 15th at 2 o'clock p.m., they will host Walla Walla Community College for a doubleheader at Post Falls High School. For any more information on games, make sure to check out the NIC Athletics page. And with that, we'll turn it over to our discussion with the softball team and look at what they had to say. With all that in mind, now let's get to my conversation with Dick Haugen and see what he has to say about this year's basketball team and his experience as the webcast commentator for NIC's YouTube page. Welcome back to another edition of Cardinal Catch. This week, I'm fortunate enough to be joined by Dick Haugen, the NIC webcaster, the familiar voice of the Cardinals, the commentator and analyst for all the NIC volleyball and basketball games on YouTube. You can find him on the NIC Athletics page. Dick, thanks for joining me today.
I appreciate you being here, although I'm a little upset you ate all the pizza before I got here, but we'll talk about that later.
Sorry, we couldn't save you any. But anyways, all right. So you've been doing this now. You've got it running. Explain a little bit for the people that don't know you too well how you came into the position that you're in right now.
Oh, boy. Been doing things with the college, with athletics, wow, since about 1990 in one way, shape, or form. Over the years, I've done the public address for the basketball games. And volleyball, and then I moved on to doing radio with my good buddy Jeff McLean, and then, goodness sakes, probably I believe it was around 2007 when we started doing the webcasting. We were, I believe, one of the first in that time, the Scenic West Athletic Conference, doing that.
Yeah.
So it's been over the years, it's been an evolution, if you will, of my things that I do here at the college, but now it's the video world, and that's where we are.
All right, so in the booth, you're kind of both the commentator and the analyst. You kind of have that job, and you're working the cameras, checking the live stats. Take us into the game a little bit. How do you process all of that while the game's going on?
You know, it's the hardest thing I've ever done. It's really... it's more of a mental challenge because you have so many things that you're doing. People, you know, they'll tune in the webcast and they're not really sure. They know that I'm running the camera when I forget to move it. You know, it's like, oh, what a play, and no, gosh, I'm sorry you didn't get to see it. But, you know, that's just one of the things, you know, we're trying to do the play-by-play, give them a good description. Thank goodness there's the video so they can see what's going on. So you don't have to give as much commentary, if you will, the play-by-play version of it. I try to explain the things that they may not see, or things that are away from the camera or that type of thing. But a lot of stuff going on. I got the camera, I have the play-by-play, I keep a running score, I have to do that. I have instant replay, that's a different thing that's involved with that as well. Play commercials from the site, so that's a different thing as well. There's a lot of prep that goes into it before the final product. The game is the easy part. You have to get everything stacked together before the broadcast. But it's after two games, I'm pretty mentally shot.
Oh, I bet.
you want to get things right, and you want it to look good, and you want it for the players. You know, you try to do the best that you can, but it's hard. It's a challenge, but it's fun. I love it.
Yeah. So, like you said, it's a lot. I can take it that preparation is obviously a big thing. You've been doing the Meet the Cardinals thing for a while now, and it gives us a good insight. Obviously, you got to prepare for that because you got to know who you're bringing in. Can you think back to some of like the characters that stand out? You've been around now the volleyball and basketball teams now for a while. Think about the characters that you brought in, anybody that really stands out to you, and why do you like interacting with them?
You know, that's a hard one, because I knew we were going to talk, and when I do my Meet the Cardinals segments, I know where they're from, and I try to get some basic stuff because I don't want to embarrass them, by asking them a question but a lot of times I don't have anything specific that I want to ask the guys, because the best interviews are best interviews and best interviewers, in my opinion, are the interviewers that listen, because the player will say something, and then if you pick up on it, then you can go from there. I hate to mention anybody in particular, because there's somebody that if I don't mention somebody, he just comes. Brian Angola Rodas, he's fighting for a chance now to be in the NBA. He was interesting. His life story was just amazing. Sammy Dowd, everybody knows Sammy's story. B.J. Blake and some of those guys, the women players, Georgia Sturton, from Australia, and you ask them, do Aussies really say, oh, let's put a shrimp on the bobby? And, we kid about that type of stuff. And over the years, volleyball players have been, outstanding too. So it's been a lot of fun, and that's one of my favorite parts of the program is doing the Meet the Cardinals segments. We came up with that as a way to find out a little bit more about the guys and the girls that you may not know about.
Yeah, for us looking in, all you see is the player, but you do a good job of bringing out their off the court things as well. So you mentioned Angola, Dow, those good players were part of the 30-0 team, the legendary team from 3 years ago or whatever, but this team has been really good too. You saw last year's team too come out of the pack. You get to follow them as close as anybody from the outside looking in. How can you compare this team? What do you see from this team and looking to the other teams, compare and contrast those teams?
It's really hard to do that. It's like saying who's better, Michael Jordan or LeBron. Get into those things, and it's everything is different. Situations are different. That 30-0 team was absolutely amazing, but to a man, I know those guys are saying we didn't finish what we were hoping to. They were, they made it to the national tournament, and then we didn't advance. We were one and done, and I know that was a tremendous crush to those guys. Last year, a lot of people don't remember, we finished third in the conference. Mm-hmm. And there was a late situation where we had to win our final game to even make it to the tournament, because there was a controversial rule changes and that whole, and I'm not going to get into that, but we had to win our final regular season game to get there. And then in the postseason, we won two overtime games. One was a double overtime against Everett, which was, in my opinion, the best junior college basketball game I've ever seen or been a part of.
Shawnee that was, had the buzzer beating.
That was unbelievable. Raekwon had something like 41 in the second half. It was just unbelievable. And then getting to the championship and then coming back and then eventually winning in overtime by 9. So that was pretty impressive. This year, it's a good squad. Number one in offense, number one in defense. The guys are just really complementary of each other. So a lot of work still to be done, but they're doing pretty well.
So since we're in the basketball season and we're nearing the postseason, you've been able to cover the women's and the men's. They both kind of play different styles. The women's game is more grinded out. We're going to beat you inside, physical basketball. And the men's are just swing, ball, run. Let's score a lot of points. But the women's team plays in a much tougher conference compared to the men's team. I mean, the opposition in the men's obviously is weaker than the division in the women's.
Well, I don't know if I would totally agree with that. I mean, okay. The East is the toughest. The coaches polls, the Under Armour coaches poll, they move around a lot. The women, they've had they have five of the eight. They don't do a top 10. They do a top eight.
Top eight, yeah.
And then they have or like three or four others receiving votes. So I think it comes out to like maybe a top 12, whatever the case may be. But for the women in the East, they had five that were in the top eight and two or three others that were receiving votes. So the women in the East is tough. The men, let's face it, last year NIC won it. The year before, I mean, Spokane, Walla Walla, NIC, the last 3 years, they've won the title.
Yeah.
So, you know, both men and women, it's tough. And I think the East is still the conference of record.
Okay.
Because the men won last year, and then Walla Walla women won it. So there you go.
That's true. So how would you say, like, the – I mean, you've been now around the basketball teams. Do you think it's – I mean, you look at the volleyball team from, was it 2 years ago, where they won the division, but then they got upset. But whereas when you get tested more, I feel like even if you're not as dominant team, you set yourself up better to go for a postseason run. Yeah. I can think of professional sports teams. What would you allude to that?
You know, it's a great point. We have the men. Now I'm speaking specifically for men's basketball.
Okay.
The toughest non-conference schedule
of
anybody. I mean, we played the number one team out of California in San Francisco City College. We played them. We went down to Mesa, Arizona right after Christmas for that Fiesta Bowl shootout challenge, junior college. Mm-hmm. Some of the best talent, you know, in the country. The number one JUCO team in the country was there, and we competed there. And, hey, we go after it. Same thing with volleyball. You know, you try to, you know, you move out. You know, the volleyball team will play CSI non-conference now, or Salt Lake non-conference, whatever the case may be. That early season toughens you up. And the same thing with basketball. If you play like three games in 3 days, it gets you ready for the postseason, where you have to play back-to-back ball games. So a tough preseason does help you out in the long run.
Yeah. So are you going to be in Everett for the
I'll be in Everett, but I won't be doing the play-by-play. They have a company.
They have their website.
The NWAC has their own. They hire folks to do that. Apparently, I'll just leave it at that.
Well, hey, maybe you could get on that one day.
Yeah, well, I don't think so.
All right, so we got about four games left, I think, of this season, if I'm correct. Make sure everybody goes and watches and supports. We need more people to come out to the games.
You know, I'm kind of surprised by that. I know the weather in the last 10 days or so has been awful, but other than that, it's been really good. You have two teams. The men are number one, and they have been number one all year long. You have the women, who are number five in the best conference in the NWAC. So I'm kind of disappointed. We're starting to get more people to come in, but I, you know, for your bang for your buck, you know, a nice family atmosphere to come on in and get out of the weather and watch a couple of games. I think more folks should come out.
Yeah, we need to support the local team, especially when they're doing this good. Well, they host Spokane. I want to
next
say,
Wednesday.
Yeah, next Wednesday.
No, I'm not sure when this is going to be put up, but we have Blue Mountain Community College on Saturday. That would be the 16th, weather permitting. Hopefully. And then we go to Walla Walla on Monday, weather permitting. And then we host Spokane on Wednesday. And then we're on the road to Columbia Basin in Yakima Valley.
So Spokane's the last home game. Then.
Yes.
All right, next so everybody Wednesday. Come out to the Spokane home game. And then, of course, if you can't come, make sure to tune into the NIC Athletics YouTube page and watch the game live there with Dick Haugen as the color analyst and commentator. All right, Dan.
And cameraman and producer.
Cameraman.
And director and whatever the case may be. And bring
Do
pizza.
We'll get pizza for him next time. All right, Dick, I really appreciate you coming in. We kind of had a role reversal for you here. I'm interviewing you, but.
I like it. No real tough questions. That's disappointing.
Keep it open for you. All right. I appreciate you coming in.
Hey, man, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. haven't already, go and subscribe to the podcast. We'll be discussing how the basketball teams do down the stretch here as the NWAC championships begin in early March, and we'll catch up with the softball team as well in the next coming weeks. So go and subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss any of that. Signing off, this is your host, Luke Wilhelm, and we'll catch you next time.